Well, you have to be a brave man to pick an 11 for the Indian team these days. Ajit Agarkar has mustered up the courage ahead of the third test, deciding one if England win it, the series ends. So we've got to get this right on behalf of Virat Kohli. Ajit will try. Right, first up with the batting. Shikhar Dhawan axed after one test. Pujara spent a little time in the middle, but not amongst the runs. Would you make any changes to the top order?
No, I think it was a mistake making the change in that second test itself. I mean, I would have played Pujara in the first, but once he didn't, he should have stuck with Shikhar Dhawan. Now that Shikhar Dhawan's been dropped, and I know Vijay looks really out of sorts, but I'll still give him another go, more than challenging.
So Vijay, Rahul, and you'd stick with Pujara as
well? Yeah, Pujara has batted 80 balls in that second innings. So hopefully gets a few more runs once he's in for that long. Kohli, obviously,
even with the stiffest of backs,
we'll get Kohli in. No, Virat, obviously.
Even though Ajinkya Rahane has been himself, you would also pick him.
Yeah, the vice captain of the team. I don't want to change batting purely for the reason that the conditions have been difficult to bat in. So you've got to understand that they haven't batted well, which is clear.
Yes.
You would expect the ball to swing, and Anderson's had a nice week off. It'll still be challenging.
I mean, there's also the return of Ben Stokes, so that adds to England's arsenal. But given that you've mentioned it's been hard work for the batsmen, would you find place for Karun Nair in this team?
It's a tricky one. Again, it'll depend on conditions. If they are seamer-friendly conditions, I don't mind adding an extra batsman at the cost of a spinner. And then get a regular seamer in for Hardik Pandya, if that happens.
So that's the combination if it's seamer-friendly.
If it, again,
like Johannesburg, you'd go four outright seamers.
Yeah, then your four bowlers can get the job done.
Let's remember that. If it's seamer-friendly, we go through the Johannesburg model of four bowlers, in which case, I guess, Umesh and Bumrah both play with Ishant and Shami.
We'll get to that, but I'm not quite certain about
Fine, so let's hold on. Let's go to the keeper now. Rishabh Pant is in line for a debut.
It's about time. I think, in my opinion, they'd gone backwards by picking Dinesh Karthik. If you're struggling anyway, you may as well struggle with a younger player who then gains that experience. You're always hopeful that young player then transforms into a better player with the experience. Or who knows, he's just played in UK.
He seemed to
might actually be someone that
might surprise us.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. But you're definitely going in for
100%.
Ashwin keeps his place. He's done enough with the bat as well, if not the ball.
The first test he was really good with the ball as well. I mean, the second test, India were always playing catch up, which was difficult.
Now the bowling. So now the big question: do you play four outright seamers? Would you bring in Jasprit Bumrah straight away in spite of the lack of match practice?
No, I think I'd bring Umesh Yadav back. Okay. I think Umesh Yadav, Shami and Ishant would be my bowling attack. Because deciding tests, you could argue Bumrah gives you that X factor. He's had, three tests in his career?
He's already become such an impact.
So, and you don't quite know, in English conditions, it's a little bit different to South Africa. South Africa, the wickets were pretty spicy. Here, the ball swings around. And having not had cricket for so long, again, they'd probably be, the team management will be the judge of it. But if you've got to bowl, or bowl for a day and a half, that's where, lack of match fitness catches up. Umesh didn't do his case anything wrong. I think it was a wrong decision to drop him in that second test. Bowled a couple of good spells in Edgbaston, so I'd bring him back because he's test ready.
And now I guess that 11th spot depends entirely on conditions. If you play the extra batsman, or are we looking at Hardik Pandya, or are we looking at a bowler, another spin bowler?
No, I think, condition specific.
Yes.
I mean, Hardik Pandya only plays if you need a fourth seamer and an all-rounder. At the moment, I'll put Hardik Pandya in there because two spinners, from what we've seen in these two tests, and suddenly the weather conditions changing around UK, you may not need that second spinner. Again, they'll be the best judge of that. But at the moment, I'll put Hardik Pandya in. I think one spinner did the job in Edgbaston. Rest assured, there'll be some changes, like Virat Kohli has stayed true to it.
38th test now, 38 changes.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be critical to show a bit more confidence in the batters that they played in the last test. It's not been easy for any of the batters, so why pick on one or two?
Very well, it's hard work picking it, but Ajit Agarkar has done his best. Now, depending on the conditions in Nottingham, we'll see which 11 India go with.